USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Los Angeles area police officers who were rushed to the hospital Tuesday following a shooting have died. Two El Monte officers responding to an intersection where a possible stabbing was taking place at a hotel. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the police officers were shot by a suspect immediately after they arrived on the scene. Detective Andrew Meyer.
The suspect fled the hotel room into the parking lot, and a second officer-involved shooting occurred. The suspect was also struck by gunfire, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Representative Tom Rice, the Republican from South Carolina, lost his re-election bid to a Trump-endorsed challenger, Russell Fry, on Tuesday night. Rice is the first House Republican to lose his re-election bid after voting to impeach President Trump. Representative Nancy Mace won, beating out a candidate backed by Trump. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Climate change is a theory. Some believe it to be true. Some don't. Some understand there is no such thing as climate stability, and it's always changing. The Biden administration wants you on board for climate change, even if it means removing your freedom of speech. White House National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy on Axios.
Well, the challenge is now that we're moving from denial to actually just trying to disengage the public, we have to get tighter. We have to get better at communicating. And frankly, the tech companies have to stop allowing specific individuals over and over again to spread disinformation.
The World Health Organization is planning to hold an emergency meeting next week, saying the unusual and concerning worldwide outbreak of monkeypox needs to be front and center. The organization plans to look at whether the outbreak should be declared a public health emergency of international concern and to change the name because it's an offensive name that must be changed. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Biden administration is being called out by Republican Senator Josh Hawley for allowing America's security to deteriorate over the last year and a half. America's floundering economy, the force-fed woke military, does nothing but to embolden our number one adversary, China. The senator on Fox News Thursday.
It's absolutely vital that we get the military back focused on what it's supposed to do, which is protecting this country and fighting our wars. And by the way, that means actually protecting the security of the United States, not off nation building in places like Ukraine. You know, you said just a second ago, this administration is sleepwalking toward a crisis in China. Part of the reason for that is they're so busy building nation building, trying to create a client state in Ukraine, that they're not focused on our biggest foreign policy threat, which is China and the Communist Party in China. And they're trying to use the military as a giant social experiment, use it, as you say, to carry on their wokeification agenda. All of that needs to stop. We need to get focused again on the national security of this country and also our economic security, and this administration has endangered them both.
The Voyager 1 mission, launched in 1977, was expected to last 5 years. Nearly 45 years later, the space probe is around 14.5 billion miles from Earth. NASA has announced Voyager's control systems, which keeps the spacecraft and its antenna in proper orientation, are not reflecting what's actually happening on board. Engineers continue to try to find a solution. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.